Welcome to the UCLA Defensive Press Conference. It's my pleasure to introduce UCLA Defensive Coordinator Jeff Albrecht. And Coach, if I could ask you to introduce your players that are here, as well as the ones that are soon to be coming in, and give an opening statement.
Opening statement? Holy smokes, this is official. I wasn't ready for this. Hey, we got Eric Kendricks right here, middle linebacker. Miles Jack, linebacker. And Owe Digazua at the far end. He plays defensive line for us, outside linebacker, defensive end. We're just excited to be here. It's an unbelievable opportunity to finish our season the way we want to, take these seniors out the right way. Kansas State is a great opponent. They're gonna challenge us, especially defensively. They pose a lot of challenges for us, so we're excited about it. We are.
Thank you. We are transcribing, so if you have questions, please raise your hand and then address them one at a time to a player so we can get them properly transcribed over the phone. Back in the right.
Thank you. This is for all of you guys. I know that you all are defensive players and you're the defensive coach, but how have you guys taken cues? How has Brent Hudley kind of been a leader for you guys?
Can we start with Eric, please?
I think it started all in the spring. You know, Brett really took control of this team, and as far as his play calls and, you know, just improving his role as a quarterback and his leadership mentality, and he just took that role, and everyone kind of just followed him, and practice got a lot more competitive, and we all embraced it.
Miles, you have a comment?
Pretty much on top of what EK said, just the change in just Brett's demeanor and his mentality, pretty much starting in the spring, and San Bernardino, you could just see he pretty much took the reins over everything. He had full control over the offensive line. His understanding of the playbook was, I mean, it was pretty much he had it. He knew what he was doing. He knew it just as good as the OC. So, yeah, just his development and everything. He's been a leader. He's been very vocal this year. I mean, when things aren't right, he's going to say something. And, yeah, pretty much just the development of Brett has been phenomenal.
Just to piggyback what they said, Brett Hudley, obviously he's been a great asset to our team this year. Just from his leadership standpoint, just his maturity, his understanding of football, it's been big for us as a team this year. It's been helping a lot of the young guys who needed a figure to look up to and a role model and an example of how to carry yourself as a football player. I think it's been big for us this year, and I'm excited that we get one last game with him, and he's been awesome.
Tom, huh?
Leadership question number two on Eric. When Coach Mora was here 2 weeks ago, he couldn't stop talking about Eric's example and the leadership qualities and skills that he has. If you guys can talk about the tone that he sets and kind of give me examples of, you know, how he goes about it.
I'll start with that. I think the greatest leaders are, they're authentic. You know, they're real, they're genuine, they're honest, and that's what he is. He's not trying to be anybody but himself, and he's the same guy every single day, whether it's practice, games, classroom, meeting rooms. He has provided a great example for the linebackers, for the entire defense, and I've said this more than once. I truly believe he's the heart and soul of this team, you know, and he's a guy that makes everyone better, everybody, from the scout team guy to the starting guy, and it's gonna be hard to replace a guy like that. It is.
Thank you, Coach. Miles.
For me personally, you know, since day one, Eric's been that example for me since I got here. You know, he's been on me. He's always giving me ways to get better, and just me just soaking up everything he tells me. It means the world. So, I mean, like Coach said, he's going to be irreplaceable, and there's a reason he won the Buckus Award. And for me, looking up to a guy like that, I mean, that's just the perfect example. You know, I came into a great situation, and this is going to be my last game playing with him, and I'm just going to make the most of it, and yeah, I'm just going to enjoy it.
Oh, what did you have to comment on?
I've had the opportunity and the pleasure of playing and being with Eric Kendricks for 5 seasons. And like everybody's been saying, he's a great leader. Like Coach Briggs has been harping on, he's an authentic person. He's a guy who works hard. He pushes everybody to get better. He loves the game of football. And it translates to how he plays on the field. And so UCLA has been very, very fortunate to have a guy like that to represent UCLA to the max. And I think it's just going forward, I think he's gonna do great things, and it's not just because of the football skill sets that he has, but the type of person he is, the type of leader he is, and the type of work ethic he brings to the football field every day.
And Eric, where does that come from? Your dad, or you know, where does that leadership come from, and that desire to do things the right way?
I honestly couldn't tell you. You know, I think it's just how I was brought up, how I was raised, and the values my mother and my family, my father instilled in me. And I guess I owe a lot to my older brother Michael as well. You know, me and him grew up competing with one another, and he never let me get away with anything, never let me slide on anything. So I can't really tell you where it came from. It's just, I guess, who I am.